This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. Honesty, integrity, hard work. It's the way you live and the way we bank. Bank of Colorado has been a family-owned, community-focused bank for generations and will be here for generations to come. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
Horrifying news story.
I don't know if this is the kind of hard-hitting news you're used to.
Got some good news and I got some bad news.
Now this could be the big story of the summer. Network is going to be wanting plenty of coverage.
What do you mean, silly? I mean, that's real news.
All right, top stories of the day. Here we go. The Pac-12 announced on Tuesday that it has secured a long-term secondary media rights deal with the CW as it prepares to launch a rebuild conference with nine members in 2026, according to CBSSports.com. This agreement is an extension of the previous deal, as we know. It began in 2024 and will now run through 2030-31. The CW will broadcast 13 football games, 35 men's basketball games, and 15 women's basketball games during the regular season. The network will also broadcast the women's basketball tournament, semifinal, and championship games. So this is another one of those that pairs with CBS, CBS Sports, with the schedule for the Pac-12. We talked about it. That's why you don't see as many games scheduled with CBS, is because you're going to have a bunch of different networks sharing the coverage of this too. So the CW, are they starting to establish themselves a little bit as maybe a sports network type of deal?
Well, they do also have an app, and I don't know if you can get the sports on the app, but you can get some of the sports if you have a certain Hulu package and also on YouTube TV.
This is good, right? I mean, it's not great, but this is
something fine.
Yeah, it's something, and I wanted to see something.
It
some
brings
movement.
Some legitimacy to your conference. Even if it is just the CW, it is something. It is more than just online. You have an option to see it. It's not just, you know, FoxSports.com.
Yeah.
No. You have a contract.
You have a contract. And getting this done for the Pac-12 is another step. It continues to be a big, big season for not just Colorado State, but the entire new Pac-12.
And you can get it on the Roku channel and Fire TV as well, the CW app.
Roku.
So you can have it on your smart TV. I don't know exactly how to do that because my TV is not that smart.
Roku, mine is, but it's too smart for me, Mike. I remember the days where you got the clicker and you turned it on and you went to the guide menu and scrolled down the guide and that was it. But now we've got 477 million different apps now, different ways to watch your games. It's cool. The access is great, but it can overwhelm my little brain sometimes.
Yeah, I just remember the days when you called the tube because it was actually a tube.
Yeah.
It still had electricity even when it was unplugged.
It's a space saver to not have it be a tube anymore. I remember when the flat screens first came out. That was such a big deal. Deion Sanders coming up with some ideas. He has an idea for the college football playoff. I've never heard this before, so this is definitely fresh from him. Pay the players for making the tournament and pay them more when their team wins. Deion said, if they do that, then now it's equality, now it's even, and every player is making the same amount of money, the Colorado coach said. Sanders and former Alabama coach Nick Saban talked to the Associated Press as a part of their unveiling of a new Aflac commercial that rolls out this week. Look out for it, with a storyboard ripped from the headlines. It opens with Sanders complaining, "This game has gotten out of control, all the money, all the unpredictability." He's talking about health insurance and then mixing that in, of course, with Aflac and everything. Interesting idea pay the players?
I don't have a problem with it.
No, I mean.
And on top of that, being able to do your NIL deal.
Right.
So, like, that's, I think that's a legit, it kind of reminds me of the NFL playoffs, where if you go and you play, you're going to get that bonus money. And I think you get paid more if you win than you lose.
Yeah, that's interesting. I don't know, Mike. It's listen, everybody's got different ideas of how they think this thing is going to go.
So far, I think this is the best. I don't know where you're going to – I don't know if all the schools are going to pay into the pool of money. I don't know if it's going to be – if it's going to go per conference, because it's still – like the Big Sky is not going to be able to pay as much as the Big 12,
right?
The Pac, Big 8, whatever it is now. Like there, some schools are just going to have more than others. But I think this is probably the best way to equalize it.
Yeah, I do. I think that you're gonna see more of this stuff pop up. I think more coaches like Coach Prime. Like I think he has. Outside of his coaching days, I think he'll have a career in this kind of thing. Like if he's on a board or if he's working with college football more, people like to say I'm not a big fan of Coach Prime. I actually am. I'm a fan of his brain. I'm a fan of his mind. The guy gets it. He's a marketing genius, and I think he's got a lot of great ideas that could help college football. So when those days are done and he's over coaching, that guy could go be in the media. That guy could be a part of the new college football playoff world that I think is going to happen, where they're all just going to separate from everybody. I think it is going to be a different brand of football, different brand overall for the CFP in the next 10 years or so, maybe less.
I'd pick him for one of those playoff committees.
Yeah. I think he would be outstanding with that.
I mean, he knows so much about football. You'd have to watch a lot of it, and I'm sure he'd watch it. But yeah, this to me is the best idea anyone has come up with. So yeah, I would go with it.
He and Saban talked a lot about NIL, and I thought this was an interesting statement too. He said there are only three or four guys who you might know their NIL situation, and the rest you're just giving money to. It's true. I mean, Mike, the ones that are the big ones, Shedeur Sanders was one of those last year. Travis Hunter, Arch Manning is in there too. Like these are the names. Is it Arch or Archie? Which one is which?
Arch. Archie's the grandpa.
Arch. Okay. There's only so many. Even if you're a great player, there's only so many of them. And the ones that are actually. If KFC, like, because Shedeur was on KFC, and wasn't he on a watch one too? I can't remember what Travis Hunter was on, but those are the ones where they're actually helping the business. Guys around here, NIL deals, I mean, Mike, there's just not a ton of players that have over thousands and thousands of followers on their X feeds or Instagrams or whatever. So it's really hard to figure out, you know, hey, I'm putting my money there, but is that going to. A tweet from them, is it going to drive my business? Most of these donors or these NIL participators are not looking for a return on investment. That's just not the way this thing goes. It is more of a gift. But for certain players, it is, you know, the big time stuff. But they both talked about being able to have more structure around the deals players sign. It's just the wild, wild west. There's really no market. So one player, one left tackle could make this. Well, that's not setting a market for left tackles. That's just popularity and who can get out there and sell these NIL deals around them. There's no market set. There's no like contract set. That is the future of how this thing is going, Mike. I talked to several people, and my ideas sound outlandish now, but I do think there might be a world where these are just paid employees. I don't know at every level, but they don't necessarily go to school, or maybe they get the option. But I see that coming. I see the CFP specifically splitting away, the NCAA being one thing, the CFP maybe being another. I know it sounds extreme, but I think that's coming. Just get ready for it. Big Hub says, thoughts on the new NFL jerseys? I just saw the Bills one. I haven't seen all of them yet. The Bills one was kind of cool. I don't know. I'd have to check. Like Nike is it, unveils like the rivalry uniforms and stuff. I don't know. I'd have to take a look at that. All right, coming up next, Lindsey Oates going to join us. The UNC Bears get set to take on Washington tomorrow night. And they're getting ready to go. That's going to be a 6 o'clock setup there at Bank of Colorado Arena. 1 day, 5 hours, and 44 minutes and 28 seconds, 27 seconds, as posted on their website. Man, the UNC updated their website, too. Wow, it is sharp. I'm loving it. Coming up next, Lindsey Oates, head coach of the UNC Bears volleyball team. Looking forward to catching up with her. And I got some cool news. I talked about it. She's given me quite the honor next Tuesday night. So we'll get into that. It's a whole show live from the Aloe Fiber Studios. We'll be right back.
It's University Bulldogs Day. Learn more about Bulldogs football tonight at 5. Brought to you by Steamway Floor to Ceiling.
Hey, this is Ellison Hubbard, former CSU Ram, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Just 20 minutes after the hour. Welcome back into The Whole Show, powered by Chevron. I want to shout out to Renaissance Insurance Group in Windsor. Renaissance Insurance Group is a fiercely independent insurance brokerage with a regional presence, extensive national resources, and a passion for developing advantageous insurance solutions for clients. Ryan Hicks, that's the guy. That's the man right there. Big time Bears supporter too. So I know he's going to be excited for this matchup tomorrow night for the UNC Bears volleyball team going up against Washington. But hey, you're in the need for risk management, commercial and personal insurance needs, farming operations, they're the go-to for your farming operations. That is Renaissance Insurance. Call Ryan at 970-674-8825, or you can visit them online at team-rig.com. That's team-rig.com. First Advantage text line is 888-530-0043. Joining me here in just a moment is Lindsey Oates, the head volleyball coach for the UNC Bears. I can't believe this is her 21st season. As they get set to take on Washington tomorrow night, and this is going to be a heck of a test. And then they have Colgate coming up as well. So like this schedule to open up the season is outstanding, and it's going to be here at Bank of Colorado Arena at 6 o'clock. So I'm pumped. And Lindsey, I think she just got here too. Yeah, she's just walking in. She gets the, oh, I have the thing on. Yeah, she just rang the doorbell. Go ahead and let her in, Mike. Head coach Lindsey Oates joining me. I mean, this is one of those coaches we talk about with UNC. She gets after in so many different ways. Every single year, they just keep reloading. And it's phenomenal to see how she's able to do this. But she's a phenomenal coach, great person. And it's kind of cool. She asked me, and this is an absolute honor, to be doing the first serve for the UNC CSU game on Tuesday night, Tuesday night ish, I suppose. So I'm excited for that. Joining me right now in studio, Coach. This is my fault that you're 3 minutes late. This is my fault. I said, "Hey, do you have the old address or the new address?" It just hit my brain, and you had the old address.
I did have the old address. I apologize. That's not your fault. That's
my
fault.
100%.
But just a few days ago, in thinking, okay, I have that KFK interview, and I drove by, and you still have signage on that building.
Is that crazy?
And so I thought, oh, yeah, it is still at that building.
Yeah.
So I had actually kind of confirmed it in my head that you were still at that building. But
well, you're making the rounds. You're making the rounds today. You're going to be here in the studio. You're going to join the fellows over there for Let's Have a Drink at the podcast studio,
yes,
too. So
this is fun.
It's exciting. And Lindsey, we talked a little bit on the phone before the interview, but I just continue to be so impressed with what you've been able to do. I can't believe this is your 21st season.
I can't either.
So much success in those years.
Yes, it feels like a few years ago that I started. So 23rd overall, but 21st as head coach.
Wow.
23 years at UNC. Yeah, starting when I was 23 and taking over as head coach at 25. So somebody just this morning asked me, does it feel routine each year? Or does it feel new? And I said, it feels new. It feels like I'm still figuring things out as you start a season. And because it is, it's a new group, it's a new challenge, it's a new schedule. And there's things you don't plan on every year. It never gets routine.
Well, you have such a great resume. I mean, Big Sky Coach of the Year 4 million times, it seems like. You guys, 7 NCAA tournament appearances, so much success. How do you keep it fresh every single year with one school that you've achieved so much success with?
Well, it is a new group each year. And I've had staff, you know, different staff over the years, too, which is always kind of refreshing as you get a new assistant coach that's bringing new ideas and those kind of things. And the challenge is still, we are going to win an NCAA tournament match.
That's what drives you.
I want to accomplish that before I leave UNC. And, you know, no sport has done it yet. And we're close. We can do that. And so that's what keeps me driving.
I believe it. And again, big test tomorrow night at Bank of Colorado Arena with Washington coming up. Don't turn around. Our producer, he is actually a diehard Washington fan.
Oh, my gosh. He's even wearing purple.
No, let me just tell you this. He wears that shirt every Thursday. So it's not because you're here.
Okay.
It's interesting because we have CSU head football coach Jay Norvell coming on a little bit later on. And so I've got my producer. It looks like a Washington Husky threw up on him. So my apologies for that.
Yes, that's way too terrible. Fresh. Yeah. In 24 hours, we're going to be seeing him.
You know what? I think it's going to work in your favor, though. I think he's going to bring him bad luck, honestly.
Good.
He had to wear the stupid shirt. I told him, I said, cover that up. Cover that shirt.
Inside out, at least.
Can I ask you, all the success you've had over the years, a couple years ago, another successful volleyball coach in the area with the Colorado State Rams, too, there became an opening over there. And from what I had learned, there was an opportunity for you to take that job. You didn't want that job. You wanted this job. You wanted to stay here at UNC.
Yes. Yeah, that was 2 years ago at Christmas break as Tom Hilbert retired.
Tom, one of the greats, yeah.
Yes, he had recruited me. I knew Tom well. He was a wonderful mentor and, you know, still talk to him occasionally. And yes, I mean, on paper, I was certainly interested in the job. My husband works in Fort Collins, so it made sense for our family. And early in the process, I thought for sure that's what I was going to do.
Yeah.
That it might just be a new challenge and be fun. And to be quite honest, and I've said this other places publicly, is that even though they offered the job, I didn't feel wanted. And that, you know, I'm not shy in saying that. I felt really wanted at UNC. They, you know, the president, Dick Montfort, RAD, they were all reaching out saying, we want to keep you. We want you. And there's the human side of that, that you want to be wanted and you want to be a place where you feel supported. And I just didn't feel that for CSU. And so they got very lucky that their assistant wanted that job because she's phenomenal, Emily. And I would have done the same thing in her shoes.
Yeah.
You got to start somewhere. She's been there. It's her home state. And so I would have taken the job in her shoes as well. But in my shoes, having a good situation here, I wasn't looking to move. And it just wasn't the right feel.
Well, and I don't ask that question as a slight either, because your program speaks for itself. So it's not one of those like, hey, why didn't you choose this monster program when you're at this program? It's not one of those questions. But It is still just another opportunity. And when it was announced that you, when I found out you weren't going to take that job, it wasn't necessarily a surprise because of all the success you found here. And one theme I've found with UNC coaches, a lot of the successful ones, is they do love the situation. They love it here.
Yes. And, you know, I'm not looking at the big picture of Colorado State and Fort Collins versus UNC and Greeley. I'm looking at it from a volleyball perspective.
Yeah.
So I don't care if their football program's doing something different than our UNC football program or enrollment or whatever. That doesn't impact my daily life as the volleyball coach.
Sure.
I was really looking at it from a narrow lens. So that is no slight to CSU either. I was only looking at how would I feel as the CSU head coach and how would I feel as the UNC head coach. And that's what ultimately made my decision.
Well, I think Bears fans are pretty happy that you made that decision to stick around at UNC. And again, I love hearing, you know, what drives you, all the success you've had. You have a mission in mind, and that's what keeps you going and keeps you pressing. But every single year, you reload. I mean, this is a hotbed of volleyball players. You know, over the years on KFK, we've broadcasted a lot of volleyball, high school volleyball games, and I'm amazed at all the talent in the area. You know, in Greeley, the Eaton area, they produce a ton of great volleyball players, and they, a lot of them, end up with you. And I want to talk about Steve Smiley's daughter, too. That's awesome with Avery. But how, I mean, obviously the success is there, but you keep finding ways to refill and rebuild every single, not rebuild, but retool.
Yeah, I do love to recruit local. I mean, we say, you know, kind of Weld County first, then statewide, then regional, then national. And we do certainly have some, you know, players from all over the country. We have, one of our setters is from Spain, so we even go international. But there's a certain pride that comes from being local. And I can attest to that from being from Eaton. I came to UNC volleyball camps. There, when you put on blue and gold, it means something.
Sure.
As we won the state last year, beating the four Colorado schools, that didn't mean a lot to our out-of-state girls. That meant a lot to the Colorado girls. And so you want that kind of pride in putting on the jersey. And so when you recruit local, you get that. And so we've missed out on some local girls, too, that we've offered, and they want a different experience and don't want to stay at their home school. But the ones that do, I feel like have had a great experience and get to play in front of their friends and family. And so this year we do have a player from Greeley. Jasmine Ogren is a freshman. She played at Thompson Valley High School, but is from Greeley. And so it's fun to have another Weld County athlete
on our team. I love seeing that. I love hearing that. The show before me with Coach Speak, Coach Bruce Dick had Avery on the show on his show today.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Talking about how exciting that was. I do a podcast with Steve Smiley, and he's beaming. You know, he's grinning ear to ear talking about her not only staying home. I know that's a big thing too, but if we're just talking sports and volleyball, that's the right choice. She's going to go be playing for an outstanding program.
And ironically, though, I can't comment on it with NCAA rules
committed
to us. I know, until she's actually signed. So
I joke with Ed and Steve about this all the time. What is it? You can share a tweet that they put out, but you can't like the tweet. Is that right?
You can like it.
Oh, you can like
or
it.
Or share. You can't comment.
But you can just share it.
And so they always say, click, don't type. That's our rule.
So
click,
like,
don't type.
Like, there's nothing illegal about me asking
it's
you.
So crazy,
and then you
it?
Can just be like, yeah, I don't know, maybe. Maybe it's happening. And then, you know, 2 hours ago, she's on saying, yeah, I'm going to UNC.
Yep. That's she's allowed
phenomenal.
To say it.
Isn't
we
that weird?
Confirm it on our end.
That's hilarious.
It is. It's ridiculous.
The hoops you guys have to go through. I mean, the windows of recruiting and now with NIL transfer portal stuff, all that. It's absolutely outstanding that you still really love it. Because, again, it's a dream job. But there's a lot of red tape to have to work within.
For sure. In the last 2 years, it's... Our job has changed drastically. I've fundraised more in the last 2 years than in my first 20. The NIL, the portal, our job is certainly changing.
Yeah.
What hasn't changed and what keeps me passionate about it and keeping my purpose is those 17 girls are still in front of me every day at practice.
Yeah.
And impacting their lives. You know, what I do outside of that practice time has changed.
Yeah.
To retain them, to recruit
great
talent.
Well, yeah, you're like recruiting during the season.
It has to change a little bit. And there's ups and downs with that that weren't in place a couple years ago. But, you know, it is what it is. And I try and not ask myself my own opinion on it. It really doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Like, I don't get an opinion on it. And so I'm either going to adapt and go with it, or I need to get out.
Yeah.
And I think the stubborn older coaches, and I consider myself one of the older ones now, you got to kind of make a choice.
Yeah.
You're either in or you're out. And the in means you're moving with the change.
No, you've certainly done that.
Without you.
Yeah,
if you don't.
You've adapted. The great ones find a way to adapt. Tomorrow night, big one at Bank of Colorado Arena. Washington coming to town, 6 o'clock. This is going to be a lot of fun.
It is going to be a lot of fun. I hope we can pack the bank that we haven't had a sellout in volleyball. I think tomorrow night could be the night, which would be really exciting. But yeah, 6 o'clock, we'll take on Washington. They're... getting votes for top 25. They're very talented.
I saw that.
They lost quite a bit to graduation or transfer, but they also reloaded. They have a really phenomenal hitter from Penn State who just won the national championship that transferred in, and then the setter from CU will be their starting setter. She's a grad transfer that's very good. We're familiar with her from having played Colorado the last couple years. So they reloaded as well, but it's a new team.
Well, tickets are going crazy, but if there are some available, folks, they can jump on uncbears.com, snag those tickets for tomorrow night.
They can, and I brought a couple with me. So if you have any giveaways,
we're going to give those away.
Do a couple of those. But yes, you can. We should have walk-up tickets as well. So.
Okay, perfect. Well, I know you're jumping on with the guys, too, so we'll give those away today. Absolutely. Any tips for me on Tuesday night?
Yes, doing that first serve.
Yeah.
Swing as hard as you can.
Starting to get a little nervous about it. I was very cocky about it before, and now like, Smiley's telling me he didn't get it over the net. Ed didn't quite get it over
he
the net.
Not the, no.
These
I
are Division
say we're
One people.
50-50.
I'm
know?
A little nervous about this.
Well, here's the thing: the cocky ones are the ones who miss. And I'm not saying Ed and Steve were cocky, but like you said, the athletes
oh, yeah.
that think, "Oh, this is easy."
Yeah.
Those are the ones who have a little harder time. The ones that underhand serve. They're the ones getting it over.
But I want to do the jump serve. I want to do the jump serve so
it's
badly.
It's more entertaining.
Yes.
Yes. Nobody's getting a point. Washington doesn't start 1-0 if you miss. So go for the jump serve. Yeah.
So, all right. So I got to get there a little bit early. And then I just go right out there. And then away we go.
I'll walk out there with you. We have this special gold ball.
Oh,
like
sweet.
Vegas gold. It's
yeah.
awesome. And I'll hand it to you. They introduce you. And then you let her fly.
Jump serve.
And all then right. you get an ovation regardless.
Yeah,
they don't care if
they
you
could boo.
Miss.
I'm worried about the boo birds coming out. Yeah, when you first talked to me about this, I tweeted it out. I was like, I hope those walls are thick because I'm drilling this thing right through it. And I'm like, these women that play volleyball, I mean, if they hit me with one of those balls, coach, I'm out. I'm out for weeks. I don't know if I'd recover.
Yeah. Well, you know what's funny? So as we do it, there's like a minute left on the warm-up clock. And if the opponent gets out there quickly to line up on the end line, you're literally serving at the opponent. And so sometimes they're at their bench. Most often they're at their bench. We do it quick enough that like you're serving to an open court. But there have been times the opponent is lined up ready for the introductions
and
the national anthem.
Well, now you're
and
making
so our
me more
strength
nervous.
Coach goes and stands out there and tries to block it, but it can be kind of comical. If you let it fly, there's a chance you might take out the Penn State outside.
Well, I would be helping out a little bit, but at the same time, I would see the look in their eyes, like, what are you trying to do here? And then they, like, charge the mound kind of thing, so I'm a little worried about that.
There you go. Yeah, it'll be fun,
yeah,
regardless.
Well, it's an honor to do this. It was such a pleasant surprise to get that, and obviously, no matter where I am out and about, talking about you and what you've done with this community and this volleyball team, that's what everybody feels. I don't think I've ever heard a bad thing said about Lindsay Oates. That's pretty special.
Well, good. That yeah. just, yeah, means I haven't. You haven't talked to the right people.
My producer.
Because you can't please everybody, right? That's just not what you get into coaching
no.
for.
No, I get that.
Not everybody can play. Not everybody's happy. But I enjoy it. Our players do, for the most part, have a great experience and have a lot of pride in playing for the Bears.
Yeah. You've created a great environment there. My producer, on the other hand, I hear bad things about him almost daily.
It's the Washington
It's the Washington yeah. thing. And it's disgusting, you know.
Do you have any of those spare shorts? Can you make Brady wear some of those?
We do have a uniform if you'd like to wear the short spandex.
That would be...
Knee pads.
I don't think that would be a disservice to the fans.
That
would be a disservice to the fans. We can't do that. Coach, have fun with the guys in there. That's a really fun podcast, too. So I know Tanner and Ryan will be ready to rock and roll. So we just appreciate you finding your way here.
I apologize.
No thanks to me.
That.
But you
yes.
got here.
Thank you.
Good luck tomorrow night. Colgate, too. And then CSU. A big, big lineup for you guys to start
yes,
the season.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. We got... six matches in 8 days coming up.
Oh, good luck to you, Coach. Always appreciate
Thank you very
it.
Much.
And, we'll talk soon, okay? Well, we'll see you Tuesday for sure.
See you Tuesday.
All
yes,
right.
on the court.
Head Coach Lindsay Oates, big one tomorrow night. We'll give some of those tickets away a little bit later on in the program. Stick with us. Let's jump out real quick and get the latest on the local Sports Flash.
Hey, it's Andrew Bogish from CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
All right, 12:41 the time. Welcome back into The Whole Show, powered by Chevron. We're rock. You can just feel it, man. Football season is here. I cannot wait to see what the area teams have in store for us. And specifically on this show, we talk a lot of Colorado State Rams. And joining me now, head coach for those Rams, Jay Norvell. Always love getting this guy on the program. Coach, appreciate it, my friend. A couple of days away from game number one. Great to catch up with you.
Yeah, it's that time of year. We couldn't be more excited.
You can just, Coach, there's just something. There's a vibe. And I know it's the last year in the Mountain West, the path to the Pac-12, all of that. Do you feel that? Do you pay attention to that? I mean, I know you pay attention to it. I know you've talked about it a lot. But when it comes to, like, preparation for the games, I mean, you kind of have to keep your focus on Washington. It's hard to think about that outside. But from the fans' perspective, this feels like the biggest season ever for Colorado State football.
Well, I'm glad to hear that, and I think there's a lot of excitement. You know, the program's on the move. You know, we're doing some things that haven't been done. You know, the highest attendance of games last year. You know, the biggest number of students at games, four sellouts. you know, just things that haven't been done before. You know, we're 10-3 in Canvas the last 2 years. There's a lot of momentum. We're building on that. We brought in a lot of really good players in this recruiting class. And, you know, we only have one returning starter on defense. But I tell you, this may be the most talented defense I've ever had. The players that we brought in are experienced and athletic and fit the profile that we're looking for. I'm so excited about our defensive staff led by Tyson Summers. The coaches that we brought in are so humble and passionate. They've really added to this program, as well as the players. The players are super humble. The players are hungry, and they connected so well with our current guys. So couldn't be happier about the way that everybody's gelled together, and we're just so excited to start the season.
Coach, Jay Norvell joining us on our First Advantage Hotline. Yeah, talk to us about that defense specifically. Obviously, a lot of new names that we're going to get to know pretty quickly. You've discussed this, you know, in your press conferences, after practice, things like that, of what you want to see from this Tyson Summers defense, from this Rams defense, is an aggressive style. Guys that are just flat out getting after it, creating those turnovers, flipping the field. Talk to us about, you know, some of those guys that you really expect to kind of lead that impact on the defensive side.
Well, the defense, we have four captains from the defense. And, you know, I would say this, you know, Makende Wakalonje and Jaquez Donut Evans, those two guys are the most experienced players. They're both seniors, and they have done a fantastic job of leading us defensively. They're the old timers. You know, Jacob Ellis is another guy, transfer linebacker from Iowa State, who's also a senior, who's just come in and captivated his teammates and been a tremendous leader for us. And then the fourth captain defensively is Owen Long. And Owen is actually the youngest captain we've ever had. You know, my 9 years as a head coach, we've never had a second-year player become a captain. But Owen is one of those guys with such high character and such respect from his teammates and coaches. I knew that he'd be a captain, and I'm so proud that he's a captain this year. You know, the back end of our defense is filled with several new players. You know, Jahari Rogers from SMU, LaMondre Joe, Elijah Brown, C.J. Blocker from Utah are our corners. A.J. Nolan is a young guy at safety, Aiden Hector, Jake Jermilowitz. Those guys are going to hold down the secondary, and I think we've improved. I think we've improved our ability to cover. I think we're playing man-to-man coverage better, and I think we're going to see a lot more pressure from this defense and a lot tighter coverage. So that excites me as a head coach.
Jaquez Evans, you mentioned him being one of the captains too. Donut, I love that, the nickname too. This is a guy's name. How did he get the Donut nickname, Coach? I think I've heard it before, but I want to hear from you.
He was telling me this when he was a little kid going to Pop Warner football. His mom had got him a box of powdered donuts, and she had held on to him, and he was going to football practice, and he had a black T-shirt on. And by the time he got to practice, his T-shirt was full of white sugar. And his coach said, "Donut." He goes, "What is that all over?" Or, you know, he said, "Jaquez, what is that all over your shirt?" He goes, "Oh, my mama got me some powdered donuts." And the coach tagged him with that donut nickname. And it stuck with him the rest of his life.
Coach, I've been there. Those donuts, delicious, but dangerous. They get everywhere, so I feel his pain.
There ain't no doubt. Absolutely.
It just sounds like this guy is the real deal, that he is going to be a special player for this Rams team.
Yeah, well, he was the defensive player of the year at Western Kentucky in the conference. You know, a lot of people don't know. He's from Dublin, Georgia, and I believe he led the state of Georgia his senior year with 45 touchdowns as a high school running back. And so he's really a talented playmaker. We could play him almost anywhere on the field, special teams. He could play offense if he wanted to, but just a very versatile player and a playmaker. And you know, one of the most dynamic defensive players I've ever had.
Now, without giving any secrets away or game plans, is that a possibility this season? Could we see him lining up on different sides of the football?
Well, that's a possibility. Certainly talented enough. You know, I really love our running backs, or I probably consider that more. We've got a lot of talent and depth at running back this year, and those guys are healthy. I'm really excited going into this first game. But he's a guy that you could see him play anywhere on defense, and he'll be all over our special teams as well. And he's just a versatile, talented guy.
Talking about the running backs, Coach, last season around this time, you know, you were really high on this running back crew, and rightfully so. The production speaks for itself. You're feeling the same or maybe a little bit better about this current depth chart at running back?
I think we have more depth and talent at running back. And, you know, Jalen Dupree is really kind of, you know, he's edged out the rest of the guys right now just with his consistency. But Lloyd Avant is a transfer from Tulsa. We recruited him out of high school along with Jalen, and those were our top two backs on the board. And we're just so fortunate to get Lloyd to come here as a transfer running back from Tulsa. You know, obviously Justin Marshall is a guy we've been so high on the last couple of years, and he's healthy now. Then we got Keegan Hollis, who's done a fantastic job as well. And continues to improve. And then we got this young back, Javion Kennard, and we call him Chop. And he's like electricity in a bottle. Our guys can't even tag him, let alone tackle him. And so we just have a lot of talent at the running back position. We're trying to find ways to get him more open in the open field in the running game and the pass game. And so it should be exciting to watch this group progress over the year.
Yeah, I'm pumped. I got a chance to catch up with Justin Marshall, I think it was last week. And, you know, not that you care about this as much, but what impressed me, his interview style, he's gotten better at this stuff. He's getting a lot more people talking to him because he joked about it. He's like, man, I'm trying to practice. I said, hey, it's not live or anything, so we could take it out. But he was phenomenal with that. He was really quiet last year in a lot of the end-of-game press conferences.
Yeah. Coming out of Gary, Indiana, he didn't get interviewed very much, but he's a quiet guy by nature, soft spoken, but he's grown and matured like a lot of those guys, and we're expecting big things out of Justin this year.
Head coach Jay Norville, just a couple more for you, Coach, and we'll let you go. Jackson sure. Warren at tight end. I was so yep. excited to see him last year, and then before the season starts,
yep.
gets the shoulder injury. I'm really high on this dude, Coach. I love how he spells his name. I love everything about it, and I can't wait to see what do you expect for him seeing his actual first year with the Rams?
Well, you know, that was one of the things last year. We were really excited going into the season about Torrey and Jackson. You know, we really felt like Jackson could come in after Dallin Hoker and be a similar type player. And when we lost Jackson in training camp and then Torrey got hurt, it really affected our passing game last year. Jackson's back now. He's healthy. He's had a great camp. You know, he's 6'8". He can really run. He's an excellent receiver. He's definitely a weapon. He's going to be fun to watch this year. Him and Braden got great chemistry. And I think Rocky Beers is also another guy that's been really – he's been great in camp and been not only good as a blocker but as a receiver. So we have a talented group. Carlos Anaya is another transfer that's going to be a really good player for us. So – that tight end room is one that really should give us a punch in the passing game as well as the running game. And that's been a real key for us in our offense. When we have a tight end that can be a threat as a receiver, it really opens up our pass offense.
I'm excited about the tight end position. I mean, you got a guy with a nickname of Donut. You got Jackson with two X's in his first name. And you got a guy named Rocky Beers, Coach. I mean, you are a man after my own heart. Every one of these things sounds great to me.
Oh, we love those guys. Yeah, good nicknames matter in football.
Yeah, no question. All right, looking at this opponent coming up, the Washington Huskies this Saturday. Cannot wait for this opportunity. This is a, you know, last year, what was it, just 2 years ago, this is a team that was in the national championship. Last year was a little interesting for them. Yes. But they got a stud at the running back position in Jonah Coleman. They got some good players over there.
Yeah, Coleman's a talent. He's probably their most talented player on their team. Over 1,000-yard rusher a year ago. They would like to hand the ball off to him, and then they'd like to try to throw it with Williams, their young quarterback. He had two starts at the end of the season last year, and he's a real talent. He's got a strong arm. He's got speed and ability to run, and we're going to have to do a really good job of keeping him in the pocket. And then they got a wide receiver, number 12, Boston, who's kind of their go-to guy. And we're going to have to know where he's at all the time. And so they're a talented group. You know, Jed Fish came from Arizona and trying to develop that program at Washington in a similar manner. So, you know, but the thing about it, when you look at them statistically and you look at us from last year, very even on paper. And so, you know, we're trying to get this group you know, all on the same page about our road mentality and how we want to go on the road and how we want to focus and play. And so this is a great opportunity for the Rams. We're really excited about it. And, you know, seems like we've been waiting 6 years to play this game. I mean, we're very excited to get started Saturday.
And you mentioned it, big test, big opportunity for you guys. I've been talking about this, too. Big opportunity for the future of the new conference, too, the Pac-12, all these non-conference big tests. Each one of those is an opportunity, a stepping stone, whatever, to really set this conference up for, you know, reaching the potential that it can fully get to.
There's no doubt. And I think all the teams that are moving on from the Mount West to the Pac-12 have all been programs that have shined and played well on the big stage. And, you know, we get our opportunity this week. And so we couldn't be more excited. And that's, you know, we're looking at it as an opportunity, and our kids are looking at it as it's going to be fun. It's going to be fun to play in that environment. It's going to be fun to play a team like Washington on national TV. And we really get to show people what we're all about, this 2025 Ram team.
I can't wait, Coach. You know I'm a big fan. Love the opportunity to be able to talk about this team on a daily basis, but especially when we can catch up with you, my friend. And we just wish you the best of luck this weekend.
Thank you so much, brother.
All right, Coach. We'll talk to you soon. That's CSU head football coach Jay Norvell. Yeah, this Jonah Coleman, Mike, I don't have to tell you about him, but he's a stud. All right, do we need to take a break? We can break right now. Top of the hour coming up, we got Buy or Sell. It's the whole show powered by Chevron. We'll be right back.
This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. Honesty, integrity, hard work. It's the way you live and the way we bank. Bank of Colorado has been a family-owned, community-focused bank for generations and will be here for generations to come. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.